This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
With Lynn Ayman and Kelvin. For our next story, we're actually looking at a petition made by a group of students from PJ calling for Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and Minister of Education Dr. Mazli Malik to scrap the rule for schoolboys to keep their hair short. However, actually, come to think of it, we have a lot of messages about retirement that we have not actually gotten to. I think we'll do that after. For now, yeah, let's keep it to this issue and petition of students and long hair.
So the student who wrote the petition, Daryl James, said that the rule has no use in the 21st century because students can stop hair lice by using shampoo. He adds that it counts as gender discrimination because girls can have long hair while boys can't. Removing this rule can also help poor families who have to otherwise send kids for frequent haircuts.
So the youth and sports minister Syed Saddiq saw this petition on Twitter and he responded to it by saying, "Ade, even at 26 I still get cautioned by Tun M if I have long hair. Just focus on your studies. When you are successful you can have Bob Marley hair if you want." And Syed Saddiq was criticised for simply brushing them off and not acknowledging their critical thinking skills. And there were also some who said that this petition sort of shows how far democracy has come in Malaysia, because like a few years back, no student would have dreamed to come up with this kind of petition in the past.
I think it's also shown a little bit, though, how deeply entrenched some of our versions of things are. I think when we think of students and when we think of boys in particular, there is still a very definite image, right? I mean, I think a lot of us who went to school who went to school here would have had to varying degrees different rules about grooming. We all knew we couldn't keep our nails long. We all knew our hair had to be cut a certain way. Or
yep,
girls,
no hair that goes beyond your eyebrows.
Exactly. Girls had to have their hair tied up once it passed a certain length. So there are all these different considerations. But I think the point that's being raised here is kind of a classic question that needs to be asked from time to time, which is, okay, things are like this, how come? You know, because that's really what it boils down to. I mean, I know that there are things to do with gender here. There are also issues to do with, I'm sure some people will make it about discipline. But I think when I look at the situation, for me, my overriding thing behind this is, it just seems to me as if you have young people, you know, reasonably questioning status quo. That's how it feels.
I'm just very glad to see that there is this sort of, you know, willingness to enter into political debates. There is this interest in getting into politics and the processes behind it, right? They essentially started a petition. They worked together with their classmates to come up with this. And I'm sure they've done the research to back up whatever they're saying. And I guess
maybe
to
campaigning.
Me, maybe even campaigning, right? Because I, you know, and that's why just looking at this, because this is a way into political education. This is getting interested in the subject, though you may view the issue as one that's very minute, that is very, you know, frivolous and not important. But to some, hair is a very important thing. To me, it is anyway. And it's just very disappointing to hear how Syed Saddiq had chosen to respond to the student saying that, oh, you know, I'm 26 and you know, Tun would still scold me if I have long hair. Well, that is your personal problem. That is not a problem for the students.
And these students who started the petition are, I believe, Form 1 students, 13 years old. So in 4 years' time, they'll be 17, which is around the time where, you know, young people are allowed to vote, 18 years old. So it's good that they are getting in these political debates now, and it shows that there is an appetite among, you know, our students in schools to get into these kind of conversations. And I think that's a good sign for the future.
Yeah, I'm not the hugest fan, I think, of the response that's come through from our youth and sports minister. I think primarily because it's just got all the hallmarks of, you know, talking down to people. It's you bring in somebody bigger than you. You know, you first use your own authority, then you drag in the authority of the person who's like, you know, of the utmost authority in the government in our country. And then after that, you fall back to the classic position of, just focus on your studies, kids.
Study hard.
Yeah, so I think it's a triple-pronged situation in terms of this response that I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, he said something like, study hard, one day you'll become someone yang boleh mengharumkan nama negara, and then you can have like Bob Marley hair. So it's a weird response from the youth and sports minister.
You can do both. You can have really long hair as a man and still make the country proud, honestly.
So I think I would like to ask you guys what you think about this, because I understand that it can be not a touchy subject, but I think that for many, I would completely understand why you think, you know what, just kids, focus on your studies. But I think that there's a lot more to be said about this. I think that, you know, when it is accurate, it is the purview of the young in particular to question the status quo. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's a good thing overall. Although how you feel, your mileage may vary. Tell us how you feel about, you know, students being allowed to have long hair, particularly male students. Do you think that this is a good idea? What do you think of the petition? Have you signed it? Now we're going to hear from the students behind the petition. On the line with us, Daryl James and Izani Taufik, who are both studying in Petaling Jaya. Izani, Daryl, thank you so much for joining us. Could you start by telling us what prompted you to start this petition?
Well, I think it was how the Ministry of Education's guidelines were discriminating based on gender. Also, we believe that the rule on long hair is unnecessary, as we don't think that long hair like really affects education, like the quality of education received.
In what ways do you think scrapping the rule would benefit students in school?
I think it would allow the students to express themselves and their own individual way.
Okay, and is that a feeling that's shared by many of your peers as well, that they like to express themselves through haircuts but can't because of this rule?
Yeah, I think a lot of students, like, we know a lot of students feel this way, but they're, like, too afraid to challenge the system. Because I think a lot of times, like, our parents and sometimes, like, the older people in the generation may instill, like, say, like, fears about, say, the government's going to come after you if you do this, they'll arrest you, or the teachers will go after you. But it's not true, actually, because a lot of teachers are very unbiased and professional in many in our school.
So you mentioned that it's gender discrimination in the petition, because boys aren't allowed to keep longer hairstyles in school. So do your peers, both boys and girls, feel the same way?
Yeah, I think a lot of our peers agree that the rule should be standardized for both boys and girls, because at the end, like, there's no cognitive difference between boys and girls. So why should the rules be different, since there's boys and girls have the same mental capabilities?
I guess, having said that, the argument for some is that the rule helps to teach students about personal grooming and discipline. I think we touched on that a little bit earlier. What do you think of that argument?
I think there's no correlation between, like, discipline and hairstyle. Yeah, there's no correlation. Like, I think, you know, a lot of girls have long hair, and generally, I don't think girls are really, say, worse than boys because of it. So I think this personal grooming things is quite subjective, actually.
So talk about the petition. What has the response been to it so far? And roughly how many signatures does it have right now?
Currently, we have 11,000 signatures, and generally, the response has been, I guess,
some are good, yeah. Some are bad.
Some people like it, some people dislike it, but it's a diverse range of opinions.
And for those who like it, dislike it, do you know what their reasons are?
Some people say that they support us because we are fighting for our rights and our choice.
And the naysayers normally go on about discipline and how we should focus on our studies, things like that.
So for those who say that, for example, the youth and sports minister, Syed Saddiq, who said you could have your Bob Marley haircuts later in life when you're successful, what is your response to that?
Well, I think Syed Saddiq didn't even respond to any of our arguments. He didn't present any counter-arguments. He simply dismissed our petition with the, you know, you should focus on your studies. So I don't really think, I mean, I'm sure he's entitled to his opinion and his free speech and all, but I don't really think he has much of a counter-argument to our petition.
And so how would you have hoped for the minister to respond?
To at least support us.
Or at least, like, give a counterpoint if he doesn't support us. Like, explain why we should have short hair at school if he doesn't support us, instead of just dismissing the petition.
Yeah.
So we've been talking mostly about your peers, you know, your fellow classmates and students, but how has this petition been received by your parents and your teachers?
Our parents support us.
Yeah, our parents support us.
Our teachers, they are quite fine with it. They're not very angry about it.
That's not bad, actually. Quite fine. In the petition, you said that the ministry should instead focus on improving the educational environment for students instead of enforcing trivial rules. What kinds of improvements would you like to see in our current education environment?
I think the ministry should focus on, say, like encouraging students to have better critical thinking skills and higher order thinking skills. The ministry should also focus on helping teenagers, like say Form 3, Form 4 and Form 5, prepare for say like college life or adult life. Because I think like a lot of students, when they go into college or become an adult, they feel a bit unprepared.
So right now, both of you are 13 years old. What kind of programs do you think would be helpful to prepare you and your peers for the future?
I say a good example would be like teaching students like how to file like applications, like if you want to get a driving's license or if you want to like file your taxes maybe. And like the government should also prepare students in case like say some students might not be able to get into college or university, but we hope that school will still prepare them to like be able to get like jobs at other places
or make their own business.
One last question before the both of you go. Do you think students will do better academically if the rule is scrapped?
Well, it depends on the students. One of the reasons why we wanted this petition the rule to be scrapped was because hairstyle doesn't affect education. That means that if you have short hair, it doesn't necessarily mean you get better marks, but it also means that if you have long hair, you won't necessarily get better marks as well. I guess it could help in that, say, teachers would be able to focus more on their core duty as teachers, which is actually teaching students instead of, say, enforcing, like, say, outdated rules. Like, why is it that our education minister, Mr. Masli, wants to do? He wants to allow teachers to focus on their core duty, which is to teach, right? So I think by scrapping these rules, he could help fulfill his promise.
Daryl Izani, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Daryl James and Izani Taufik, the students behind the recent petition to scrap the rule for schoolboys to have to keep their hair short. You can find the petition on change.org by searching the title, Allow Malaysian Schoolboys to Grow Long Hair. And I think, you know, in talking about this, there was one thing that we didn't cover earlier that I wanted to ask you guys. So you were both male students in the school system. No, I mean, we all had to do grooming stuff. Like I said, you know, I think the rules for girls were a little bit different. They were more worried that we would be all decorative and, you know, do things like that. But for you guys, it's slightly different. And I'm curious whether it's had any real impact, you think, in like a visible way on either your grooming as an adult or your sense of discipline or your sense of appearance or just anything at all. I mean, did you find it helpful to have to go for those haircuts, to have to groom yourself in that very specific way?
Well, when I was in school, the haircut was very short, you know. Potong cara budak sekolah is what my dad used to say to the mama. So it was very short. And I kept that hairstyle into my college years because I thought that was the normal way of having a hairstyle. But now I just keep my hair long because, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well, I just thought it was a waste of time. You know, for one, you are having to spend that time to cut your hair. There are other alternatives that you can go with. And separately, it is a lot of attention and mental energy that teachers themselves have to put in to just enforce that. You know, I remember just my discipline teacher carrying around a pair of scissors, getting ready to cut boys' hair if they were too long, or just telling them to go to the toilet to wash off whatever hair products they had. What a waste of time. You end up having to stand there after perimpunan, after assembly, and then they'll just make you stand there for 10 minutes, cut your hair off. I mean, you know, we have better things to do. Everyone has better things to do.
I know people are saying that it's about discipline, and I get that, but I also think it's a lot to do with sameness. You know, it's a lot to do with get used to the idea that sometimes you will have to be a collective, you know, don't stand out, just look the same as your peers. The rules, it's about rules, right? The rules need to apply for everybody across the board. But I don't see what the harm is in this one rule going away. Sure. I don't think we're talking about anarchy. You know, I don't think we're saying like, yeah, let me just like throw the cigarettes. I think it's much more to do with, like you said, Kelvin, I think assessing time, assessing what you would like your teachers as well as your students to be placing their energy in.
But I guess it does instill some kind of idea or standards about what self or well-groomed looks like.
Sure.
It looks like this and looks like this. So that in the future, if you do find yourself in a situation or a job that you have to be well-groomed all the time, then this is sort of what it looks like.
Well, with so much information at hand on the net, I'm sure eventually when they move towards the workforce, it's something that will that they will get used to, right? And when as we're talking about that, the workforce is changing. Some job places now allow you to have long hair, even if you're a boy or a man. Some places now allow you to have tattoos at work. So, you know, it is a constantly, it's a conversation that constantly changes. And perhaps it's time that our schools start reflecting that too.
On the line with us now is Melvin. Melvin, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Good evening. So I'm with the kids, with the children, so I totally agree that having long hair or short hair doesn't mean that you perform exceptionally well or very bad in academically, because it's just an appearance, a representation of yourself. So most importantly is how you view your education. It's not about having long hair or short hair. So there's no correlation. I used to be a prefect last time. I'm actually the person that, standing, next to the praying punam, catching people with long hair or longness or whatever. Now, one thing I don't really get is that I do see a lot of people with long hairs or, that doesn't really follow the rules, doing really, really well in life right now. And those follow the rules, that's not to say they are not doing as well, but, sometimes things happen and, yeah. So, I do support the children, the kids.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling, Melvin. So, I think, and that is actually a point that our guests made earlier as well, that point about correlation to academic performance. So, maybe it just comes down to, I don't think that we need to be in a school without rules. I think that should be quite clear. Like, I think that being in a structured space works for a lot of people. Being in a structured space where you learn things at a specific rate, where you understand also that you can't just walk up to somebody, shove them in a chest and walk away. like knowing that you can't speak back to, against your teachers, pointlessly disrupting class. I think rules are important. I just think that important rules are important, just trying to discern what it is that we're actually attempting to do here.
Yeah, and I guess part of it is also just considering the fact that, okay, well, if we do sort of scrap this rule, does that then make sense for child development? Does that then make sense? Is this to the benefit of the child? Because ultimately, when we consider rules for school, sure, we have to balance out between it being able to help teachers perform their jobs better. But at the same time, we also have to consider, well, does this make going to school better for kids who might be more particular about how they look?
Long says on WhatsApp, the Gen Z are very fashion and style conscious. It's great to encourage creative self-expression. Creative thinking skills can be enhanced by having guest speakers from industry visit schools.
An extension there of the idea. And then we also have this from Kabanesh, who says, I think it's not fair to dictate how the minister should feel and respond. That contradicts the argument of freedom of speech. Syed Siddiq was probably being very nice in his comments for something very trivial. And freedom of speech comes with responsibility. And I mean, whether that's a response to what we said about the minister or what the students said about the minister, I really think what we're doing here is expressing how we felt about the minister's statement.
Yeah,
not necessarily trying to dictate how he should have said it, but more like, well, he said it and this is how we feel. So it's just a kind of back and forth, I think.
And also just, I guess, in a way, it's wishing that he had said something else other than what he had said. It is, to me, and just going back to what he said, was Adate just focus on school and you can have all the long hair you want once you've proved that you're successful and all that. So to me, that does come off a bit patronizing, and that doesn't really do well, right? If you're trying to cater to youths which are, much younger than you are.
Carho says on WhatsApp, having short hair in school is about instilling discipline. Dress accordingly without questioning why. Have consistency so that school is a place to learn and everyone is equal in school. This is to prevent school from becoming a place to flaunt your parents' wealth or have your own identity which could discriminate others.
I get the point that, about the point about displaying wealth, but it can manifests in different ways, right? It doesn't necessarily just have to come from that. And you should be able to show the most creative self you have in schools, right? That is also part of critical thinking.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that we can talk about the lack of critical thinking in our schools while in the same breath saying, please do things without questioning why.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, rules are good. Questioning the rules, also a good thing, also an important thing. On the line with us now is Sivan. Sivan, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Good evening. I totally agree with the two boys, you know, with regard to the length of the hair, there's no correlation with how well you will excel academically, you know, in later part in the future. As well as I really like the way he put it that the youth minister didn't answer their argument by stating, you know, why you should keep the hair short or why you shouldn't keep your hair long. He didn't even answer it. He just like brushed them off. Mm. I think he is he's not answering the argument. Plus, I really like those kids because they're really able to express their thoughts, you know, very clearly. Is what actually they want, the youth wants. And I suppose we're supposed to encourage them, you see, in terms of expressing their thoughts. Whether it's right or wrong is totally immaterial. But the ability for them to put forward, you know, why I find that these rules are a bit outdated and stuff like that. I really, you know, like the manner how they 13 years old, they can really put up such a good argument. I mean, shame on you, youth minister. You know, you should be able to encourage them. You can see from many ways that nowadays the students are very much they can't think out of the box. Kudos to the two boys, you know, they really can come up with such a, I would say for that age, 13 years old, you know, they really put up their points across in a very constructive manner.
Sivan, thank you so much for calling. A few messages coming through saying that they're parents and they agree with the boys too. Of course, there are also lots of messages about discipline. I'm sorry, we can't get to everybody. We do have to hit the 7:30 news, after which it is Skip Intro today. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.